Welcome back, everybody. We have made it to the end of Friday. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And to help kick it off just right, we've got this week's installment of What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Terry Barr is still on vacation. Well-deserved, I might add. So I'm joined by my colleague, Gray Gunderson. Welcome back to the show, Gray. Always fun to hang out with you. We've got some news that is so appropriate for the summer boating season here in Wisconsin. Tell us more.
So, Maggie, thank you so much for having me on the show again today. Pleasure to be back, as always. I got one here today that it just was too appropriate not to discuss. It's a unique blend. I'd call this a cocktail made exclusively of multiple rare ingredients that don't really always blend. Simply because what we're talking about are wake boaters. There's a town in Burnett County, the town of Scott. And if you haven't heard of Scott, Wisconsin, you're in the majority. Scott is a town of about 600 people at last census. And Scott is unique in that it has parts of a rather high number of bodies of water. I think there was something like 27 named bodies of water border in to some degree on the town of Scott. And so their town ordinances regarding those bodies of water affect more people than average, especially for a town of its size. Now, the word is wake boats. Again, it's going to be one of those things some people know, some people don't, but think of a normal ski boat, more than a fishing boat, but with some special equipment involved, in the form of water tanks, big old 100-gallon water tanks, or sometimes larger, near the back of the boat. And the whole idea is that you can activate some pumps that fill these ballast tanks, make the boat heavier, and then you can just plow super slowly through the water, pushing massive amounts of water out the sides. And actually, the sneaky part is that you're pushing down really hard, too. Mm-hmm. And we'll return to that later. But you're pushing a lot of water out, way more than normal, and so you can get somebody on a wakeboard, which normally you're towed behind a rope, but the power of these wakes allows people to just surf them. You might hear people talk about wake surfing, and actually oftentimes they're still talking about the traditional high-speed move, but what we're talking about here are slow-moving, high-power, very high-dollar boats too, Maggie. These things are not cheap, and that's another one of the unique ingredients to this cocktail. We're talking about out-of-state influence. Why? Because those wake boats are being prohibited slowly in a general march across the state since 2009. More than 50 municipalities, communities in the state of Wisconsin have passed some ordinance limiting, restricting, regarding those wake boats. And in the town of Scott specifically, there are a couple of interests from Florida, from Texas, that include a couple of named individuals, but also include a land trust located in Florida, all suing the town of Scott regarding the infringement of their rights to use these $100,000 wake boats to engage in recreational activity on
can
the
I
lakes.
Can I reframe now, this, Gray, just a little bit? Because
oh, I know I'm going deep. Hit me.
I need it. So a bunch of rich out-of-state jerks are suing so that they get to enjoy their money buying toys. And their toys, again, the boat where the draft of the boat is super low, basically blows out all kinds of underwater habitat. It's terrible yes. for shorelines. It leads to erosion. It's bad. And they're like, heck no, we don't want small town of Scott in Wisconsin telling us how we can use our mega dollar toys. Is this about right?
I see that problem. You heard what I meant instead of what I said. No. Nail on the head. So that's exactly it. We've got people out of town suing to protect a right that is questionable at best, of course. And that's the whole question. I can't pretend I know that the law has a clear dictation. Sorry, I have a cat. I know that for sure. Get out of here, bud.
And Gray, while you're articulating that question, I happen to look at the Constitution. Maggie, I'm having problems finding the constitutional right to a wake boat. I may be just missing it somewhere. I'm looking at the index. Gray, I think you're right on that. It appears that James Madison did not contemplate that when creating the United States of America.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness via your $100,000 rich guy from out of state wake boat. Boo! Go town of Scott. I'm on town of Scott team on this one for sure. Thanks so much. That is great. Gunderson, my colleague at Civic Media, I really appreciate you. We're going to have Gray back next week for a little bit of what's going on in your neck of the woods, because Terry Barr will be back as well, returning from vacation. So she'll join us next Friday for What's Good Local and Overlooked. I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you, Jim Santel. And of course, I have to take a minute to tell my dad how much I appreciate him. I think we are in a moment when men are being encouraged to behave badly, really badly, and really badly towards women. And as we roll into Father's Day, I want to take the opportunity to tell my dad and every dad, especially girl dads out there, how important you are to your kids, and dad, how important you were to me. I grew up in a household where my father respected me, even as a young child. And because he respected me and showed love and showed genuine emotion and showed that he cared, I knew that that was what true masculinity is, what it truly means to be a man. And I think all dads have such an opportunity to gift their children with that kind of self-respect and love and self-love, but more deeply and more fundamentally, what's needed in this country is respect for others and love for others. That somehow kindness isn't cool. My dad is one of the coolest men I have ever met, set the bar high for any partner in my life. And he's cool because he is one of the kindest men I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. So, Dad, thank you for showing me what we all deserve in the best of men. And Gray and Jim, you both have always demonstrated incredible respect and kindness. So for all of the men out there, I'm sure you each serve in a father figure type capacity to someone. Thank you. Stand up. Be kind. Show respect, because that's what we all need now. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for what it truly means to be a man. Take care, y'all. Be safe.